Hi. Let's do one. I am Mr. Samuel Pruitt, S-A-M-U-E-L-P-R-U-I-T-T, Samuel Pruitt. Mr. Pruitt was seen on 9/9/2025. His date of birth is 2/15/58. 67-year-old gentleman being evaluated for face-to-face hospice with a hospice diagnosis of COPD. He also has a history of myasthenia gravis, shortness of breath, recently diagnosed with depression, was placed on Remeron at a higher dose, but it wasn't working, so they reduced the dose now to 7.5 as opposed to 15 milligrams. He's sleeping better with a lower dose, obviously. He has issues with bowel and bladder incontinence, ADL dependency, shortness of breath. He used a cane to ambulate. He has 2+ edema lower extremity. And also suffers from low back pain, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, atherosclerotic heart disease with angina, spinal stenosis, and DVT of the lower extremity, period. His KPS is at 40%. He's single. He lives by himself. He's ADL, has some ADL dependency and has issues with bowel and bladder incontinence, period. He's sleeping now. He says as long as he has depression medication, his oxygen, and his nebulizer treatment, he's happy, period. His O2 sat was at 94% on room air. He uses oxygen with any kind of activity because he gets very short of breath, and he uses his nebulizer at least 4 to 6 times a day, period. His other vital signs. Blood pressure 135 over 79. MAC of 24. Sleeping more, increased tiredness, increased fatigue, increased stability. Overall showing slow decline as far as his condition is concerned. Thank you.